guys, welcome back to Between Sessions. My name is Ebony Harris.
And I'm Ebony Smokeen, and we are two brown chicks changing the face of therapy on
both sides of the couch. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Between Sessions. Today we're going to be talking about letting things go. When to let things go. What are we letting go? I feel like 2020 felt like a year, or has felt so far like a year of just like things just being taken away.
So well, I'm ready to let go of 2020. That's what I'm ready to let go.
Right. Can we let go of this whole year? But we're going to just talk about the idea of letting go and just what that even means for us. Obviously, there are a lot. I love your plants. I'm sorry. I just got distracted. Yeah. That's like perfect location for your plants. But just understanding or really, I feel like I want to say taking control, because I feel like when things are out of control, it's like, okay, what can I do? What can I, like, how can I control what's going on? But understanding our own, what do we need to let go of, and what is important for us to kind of like to help us and help our mental health? What are we letting go of? So do you want to share what you're letting go of?
Yes, so there's so much that I've needed to let go of over the years. And I think that's one thing that we got to keep in mind is you may find yourself having this process over and over and over again. But I am letting go of guilt and shame. I've been, you know, I think on some level, I've been doing that work for a really long time. But this year, I've been more intentional about it. And I don't know why it's been on my mind more, maybe because COVID has just had us in our heads a lot more and facing ourselves a lot more than in years past, because there was less distractions. But I came to this realization in my life to really see the impacts that guilt and shame have on my life, and primarily just how much control it plays out in my life, right? There's so many times where I don't take certain chances or opportunities or risks, or I don't put myself out there even more because of guilt or shame, right? Like, and when I say that, it's like, it may be because, how am I going to be judged? What do I look like? What are people going to say? We all have that, you know, we all have that. That's kind of like the cousin to imposter syndrome, right? And so I don't know what it was about this year that I just realized more and more and more. Maybe it's my own therapy, you know, and being called out by my own therapist. It's like, oh, you're not really taking those chances. So I've been really intentional because I've realized how it causes me to also overwork in many areas, whether that be with business, you know, what you provide, you know, like, is this enough? Or even around setting boundaries, right? Like, so that guilt that can come in around setting boundaries. Although I will say I've been a lot better with that for a long time. I just feel like every year, and this is why I love aging. I always tell people I never lie about my age, because I love the wisdom and this kind of like, I don't care, you know, like, just comfort that comes with age. And so at 44, I'm giving myself 10 additional years. At 44, it is much easier for me to set boundaries. But I'm finding even more that I'm letting go of any guilt that may come with setting boundaries. I've also realized how this guilt or shame, like I said, it causes me to overwork, which can also impact what you expect of others or of other situations, right? Because you're overworking, you're doing all this because you feel guilty, whether that's mom guilt or, again, like, friend guilt, whatever it is, it's feeling like it's just not enough, or you're not doing enough, you should be doing more. And again, like I said earlier, I know that in many areas I could see where I wasn't taking maybe as much risk. Although, you know, I'm not completely risk adverse, but there's still, you can kind of begin to see when you start to look at what do you need to let go of, you can really start to see where whatever it is you need to let go of is limiting you, is hindering you in your life. So 2020, I'm going to walk out of this year guilt-free, shame-free, or as close to as possible.
That's good. It's interesting, like you said, that this is something that you feel like has been like an ongoing journey for you, because I feel the same way about mine. It's not like there's this been this like specific thing that's like, oh, I need to work on. Like, this has been, I won't say forever thing, but definitely as an adult, I have struggled with my expectations of others, and not in a way of what they can do for me or what I expect them to, like, what purpose I expect them to serve in my life. It's more of, I am always pushing people, and that's not necessarily my job. Like, I mean, you know, well, that's why I've been a therapist, but like my personal relationships with friends and family and things like that, like there's always this like desire for people to do better and to be better and to, you know, all of that. And I think sometimes it becomes a lot when someone isn't, either they aren't there or they're not looking for you to like do that. And it's so interesting because the people that have kind of went above and beyond or done whatever with their lives, it's very rare that it's like from a direct conversation that we've had. It's more of like, oh, I've seen you do these things, so it makes me think about it, and now I'm doing it. But I think in my head, part of that comes from some fear of, as I grow and as I do what, you know, is necessary for my business, for my happiness, for my mental health and all of that, will there be people with me going along the journey with me? Or will my people be able to go along with me? And so I think that's part of why it's kind of like, we need to do this and we need to be on this level. And, you know, kind of like that push, push, push. But what happens is when you start to set these expectations for others and you want them to do whatever it is, obviously it sets you up for disappointment, because you can't control what anybody next to you does or what anybody around you does. And so it's really important for me to kind of let go. And I've done this, like I said, in different phases of my life, for different situations, but more of the acceptance of, this is who that person is and this is who they are going to be. And so then what does that look like as far as like continuing to have a relationship with them? Again, family, friends, whoever. And so I think instead of looking at potential and looking at if they would just, you know, that it's more of like, who has this person been? Who have you known them to be? And how consistently have they shown up in that way? And why is that not enough for you, right? Because it may be perfectly fine for them, but if you're having this idea of like what you want and how you expect, and if they would just, then you are continuing again to set yourself up when they're just like, I'm good, like I'm okay. And when I get there, I'll get there. And I think that's different from if somebody is like wanting more and telling you they want more, da da da, but aren't doing anything. But if they're just like, no, I'm good, like I don't need to do all of that, then I need to stop having those expectations of others and wanting them to show up in a way that I think they should.
Yeah. And I think you make such a good point that even if we feel that we're well-intentioned, and even if we think, well, it's because it's the best thing, we still, you know, we talked about this earlier in one of our previous podcasts about boundaries, of having to respect other people's boundaries. So how do we do this? Because we hear this all the time, Ebony. We hear, let it go, let go, surrender. How do we do that?
Well, the first thing I always think about is like, how do you know that this is something that you need to let go? Because I feel like there are times when it's kind of like, well, it's fine, or you haven't realized how it's impacting you negatively, right? You haven't realized what it's creating in your life. So I think being able to start with identifying like, oh, this is something that is not feeling good, or this is leading to more negativity for me than for anybody else. Because again, it may be you think you're doing better, you're doing good with other people, or you think like, I'm concerned about what they think, which makes me a better person. But then in the end, it's like, no, this isn't necessarily helping me. So I think first is like understanding what you need to let go, and how do you come to that conclusion of how you let it go, how you know what you need to let go. And then I think for me, when it comes to how, it's shifting my attention. So like I said, for me, the letting go of expectations means I'm no longer focused on what you're not doing. I'm no longer focused on what I would like to see for your life, because it's not my life. I am more focused on, what do I enjoy about you? You know, what about your personality has continued to show up, has been consistent in my life or in your life, or what has worked. And so I'm kind of focusing my energy differently, where it's more of this is who it is. And in focusing that energy, then it automatically lets go of some of those expectations.
Yeah, I like that. I like that it's more of a shift. It's more of a dial back in how you're feeling. And it's so true what you're saying. It's that awareness piece. And I will say that sometimes, you know, I often hear you say certain things. I'm like, oh, that's really good, you know, to have that insight, that awareness. Sometimes we don't have that awareness, right? And we don't really understand, oh, it's because I'm doing these things or what have you. And sometimes the first thing is, if you don't know what's going on, but that you constantly kind of find yourself in that similar situation, right? Like that pattern is like, if you're regularly asking yourself, you know, why are people always disappointing me? Why do I always find myself in situations where I'm giving more than the other person? If it's a pattern, if something is a pattern, then that pattern is worth looking at, especially if it's a pattern that is causing you frustration or pain or what have you, then this is often the hard work. I will say this is often the part where we have to have somebody else reflecting that to us because we're so close to the problem.
So it could be a lot easier when someone else is kind of pointing out those patterns and like, well, this sounds like something you've talked about before and you kind of repeated this. And understanding your role in it, right? Because again, just like everything else, it's so much easier to point out what they would just or da 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 da. But when we start to look at what is my role in this being an issue, right? So if for me, the expectations of other, if I'm always being disappointed, and it's so hard to say disappointed because I feel like that's such a like big word and it's not that serious, but it's kind of like this, why didn't they just ask me? I would have helped them with that. I want this for them, you know, like that thing. And then it's like, oh, but what if they don't want to? Like you decided that's what they should have done or that's how it should have looked or whatever, but what if they just don't want to? So definitely it's being able to kind of understand like, this is something that has continued to happen. And then what is my role in it? And so like you said, sometimes you do need another person to be like, you realize you find yourself in that situation a lot, right? You realize you continue to see that. And I think with that, there is this like, I guess there's this idea of like, does this have to be like a, I have to make the decision and let it go and then like actively work toward that, right? Because when we talk about letting go, we're talking about more abstract ideas, but sometimes we're talking about relationships, right? Sometimes we're talking about a job or whatever the case may be. And so I'm curious for you, do you think it has to be like an active pursuit of, or I guess, is it more of an active thing or can it be more passive?
I think it has to be intentional. Mm. If I'm letting go, I'm thinking of, I kind of like to think of it as, all right, so letting go and sort of what you said. So then what am I trying to get, right? Well, I'm trying to have more balance or maybe it, again, going back to mine, so guilt and shame. So what is it that I'm trying to have instead? Well, instead, I'm trying to make decisions that are in my best interest and feel at peace with them, right? So that becomes then the intention. Anything that doesn't align with that, then that is what I have to let go of. And I think that's where you're saying, like, it could be abstract. Is it passive? Is it more an idea or is it an actual thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is there somebody in my life who is very shaming or very guilting, right? So mm-hmm. Do I have to let go of it or do I have to let go of their judgment? Do I need to let go of my need for approval from them? Do I need to be aware enough to where I'm taking on the guilt or the shame that they're trying to impose on me? So I think the best thing when I think of healing, I think of it being seeking balance. Something is out of balance because on many levels, sometimes the things that we're letting go of, right? Again, I'm this idea of having expectations for people, like you said, you know, having some certain, well, that's not completely terrible. You know, I expect that you're going to respect me or I expect that you're going to do what you say when you say you're going to do it. So it's not completely a terrible thing. It's just, where does it get off balance? Oh, it starts to get off balance when I expect people to live the life that I think is ideal for them. Mm-hmm. So I think if I can think of it in that way, of what do I got to let go of? What am I trying to get more of? How do I find the balance on a day-to-day thing? I think that's the other thing, is these are practices. They're not something you do once, you check it off the list. It's a way of life.
Right, right. And you know, it's so interesting that I, of course, intentional is one of my favorite words. And so I love that you said that, because I feel like even once you just set your intentions, right, it doesn't even have to be like a, okay, I've decided this, I have to focus on it every day. Sometimes just saying like, you know what, this is what I want. This is how I want life to be. It's interesting how your brain will click and all of a sudden your focus becomes different. And I think a big part of that is once you have made a decision, and especially once you've decided like, this is just what it's going to be, then it's like, oh, okay, this is what it is. And so even if you are talking about, and this is my own belief system, so you might not feel the same way, but even if you are talking about, and I'm not talking about you, Elisa, because I feel like we have similar belief system, but people are listening, a job or a relationship or whatever, like when you kind of have decided like, yeah, no, this doesn't work for me anymore. And so, like I said earlier, I'm going to focus my attention on the things that do work, right? So if it's a relationship or a friendship or a family member, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to spend time with the family members that I really do enjoy. Or I'm going to focus my energy on making sure I'm in a better space before I even move into like the space with this person that maybe I have issue with. Or a job, like, you know what, I'm going to try to spend my energy focusing on, what do I enjoy doing? Like, what kind of work do I want to do? And how do I like spend my time doing that more than maybe what I'm, you know, doing? It's amazing the opportunities that come up and how sometimes just the focus of the energy, being intentional, setting that intention of this is what I need moving forward, will remove things from your life. So it doesn't even have to be like you're letting go. Like you've already made the conscious decision to let go. And then it just so happens that the universe or the world or life removes it for you. So it doesn't have to be, because I know that scares people sometimes too. Like the idea of actively having to say, I can no longer do this anymore. Yeah. But you'd be surprised how quickly it can happen when you start to shift your attention.
Yeah. And I think it's because of that too, is you shifting your attention so you have more bandwidth.
Yeah. Right?
And
yeah.
You just have more space in your life for other. So if I'm not worrying about everybody and then living their life a certain way, or if I'm not, you know, really over invested in what people are going to think of me and how they're going to judge me, that frees up a lot of mental space, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That frees up a lot of energy. And because of that, I can also actively be more present in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just that I think we will often talk about letting go and boundaries and this and that. And I really want people to understand that this is not something you come to in a flippant way, right? Like, you know, that kind of struggle when it's like, okay, like this isn't working for me anymore. And usually it doesn't happen that quickly. Sometimes it does. It's like, mm-hmm. You know what? This, I'm done.
Right.
But it's often a process that there'll be different strokes of insight. Like, I don't know if this is working for me, or like, I really don't think this is working for me. And then sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm done. I've reached my max. I can't go from here. But what I would like people to take away is that it's not a flippant process that you come to these realizations often. Cause I do think that we often, I think particular in this field emphasize the need for autonomy, right? Because this field is so centralized in kind of these values that are very like based on autonomy or what have you. But most of us, that's not necessarily how we were raised, right? There was a lot of interdependence in our families. And so you can have both, right? Like you can have the autonomy, you can have the interdependence. And again, it's more of balancing it out. It's more of adjusting what needs to happen But again, you don't have to cut everybody out. You don't have to let go of everything. Sometimes the letting go is like what you said, it's an adjustment. Right? All right, I don't have to let go of the relationship, but I got to let go of my expectations.
Yep. That sounds good. It takes time to figure out what it exactly looks like, but it's, you know, like everything else we talk about, it's a journey. All right. Well, thank y'all so much for watching and listening. Make sure you check out Melanin Mental Health across social media at Melanin Mental Health, Melanin Health on Twitter, and check out melaninmentalhealth.com if you're looking for a therapist in your area. If you are looking for some dope merchandise, like my Respect My Boundaries shirt, or if you want to listen to previous podcasts. So I think that's it. I don't know what else I was supposed to say.
Enjoy the rest of the week.
Yes. Enjoy your week. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.